Jim, your thoughts on tonight's 3-2 win here at Windsor Park?
Hard work, but what an enjoyable finish, that's for sure. Credit to the players, we changed it. I've been accused before of times of being negative. We emptied the bench tonight to get as many forward players on. It was asked in the press and the media there. Was there at any stage of the game that you probably thought that it probably wasn't going to be your night and you stick to a 2-2? Not when you've got players like Shields and Callagher. And Shield, Jimmy's asking me when it's 2-2 about 3 minutes to go, can we go to a back two, basically, and him go play centre-forward? And that's in desperation that these lads wanted to win the game tonight. So we kept going. There were spells in the game. I thought we had a poor spell after half-time. We gave up too many possession. We gave up too many yards. And again, that's probably my responsibility that I didn't probably deal with during it. We gave up a penalty, albeit I thought it was a soft penalty. I haven't seen the other game. But the players, they kept going. They kept going to the whistle. Successful teams, winning teams, big clubs, Man United, Liverpool in their heyday, Celtic, Rangers and others, they keep going to the final whistle. And Linfield, you know, Linfield have scored so many late goals over the last 100 years. And late goals, nights like tonight, you don't win leagues, so you don't win European spots and whatever else based on tonight's performance and result. But what it does do, it gives us a massive shot in the arm of confidence to go forward next week against Ngannou.
I mean, you and I talked earlier, when you get a 94th minute winner, you remember it forever. And we were talking about Mark Stafford scoring a 94th minute winner against Ballymena.
Yeah.
Tonight's 94th minute winner, we'll be talking about it in 4, 5, 10 years from now as well, won't we?
Only if we go on and do what we need to be doing this year. It's something that you can talk about and we will talk about. I was so pleased for Ethan. Again, for him coming here, and people are probably naively and rudely at times sort of saying, well, he's only coming from Knockbreeder, what are we doing? But again, we want to build for the future. Ethan's one of them. Chris McKee's been brilliant since he's come in. He scored a number of important goals. And we've others on the round. Andy Clark coming off the bench tonight. Young Kieran, albeit on loan. Jordan Stewart coming back on tonight.
And E2 got man of the match.
I thought E2's all-round game tonight was good. He had a magnificent run down the right-hand side. I'm not quite sure how... Well, it was a bad miss by Kirk or an incredible save by Tuffy. I'll probably say, the way people are talking about it, it was a brilliant save by Tuffy. But, you know, we kept going. Credit, I was so pleased for Ethan. Would have been quite easily for Ethan possibly to stay at Knockbreeder and finish out the season and maybe see what was there for him come the end of the season. He was big enough. He was brave enough. He showed a huge amount of character to want to come here. The boys love him. He says he's a young boy and he wants to learn and he's thriving in the environment that he is. And as I say, he's only going to get better with good people. And we have so many good people in our dressing room who are going to help him along the way.
And it looks like he's got the temperament for the big game. He got a point-saving goal at Solitude. He's got a 2-point winning goal here tonight against Crusaders on live on TV. He's got the temperament for the big game, hasn't he?
I better be careful. I'll be banging my door looking for a pay raise. We keep talking about him, but again, he's been brilliant since he came in, hugely popular with the players in the dressing room. They want to see him thrive and do well because of his temperament and attitude. Say our two forward players, Chris worked the socks off, scored a fantastic goal, and when you see the goal you probably think it's a simple finish, but when you go through with that amount of time and you're sort of thinking, when do I hit it and where do I put it, he showed a cool head and he passed it into the net. He worked the socks off not only tonight, but he played a huge part of the game, a huge amount of the game the other night, basically up the front on his own. So they worked hard, and everybody throughout the team. See Shieldsy stand there waiting to speak to me. Shieldsy plays anywhere. I think they were getting a little bit frustrated at times, certainly with their period in the second half where we probably underperformed and we conceded the goal. But we bounced back like we always do, or we always want to do, and we got a hugely important goal.
Chris John's big save as well near the end too, wasn't it?
It was, and again, that was our desperation and probably gambling a little bit to try and, you know, get the winner. We lost possession, and you could see it sort of happening again, and that's, I think there was a little bit of frustration from some of our players in terms of giving up soft possession at times, which we did it certainly a spell into the second half. But you know, character, you want character, you want to see a little bit of attitude and application. Linfield fans always say, you know, they'll forgive anything as long as the players are trying. you know, from 1 to 11 on the subs who played tonight and came on and played their part, they were trying their best tonight and they worked their socks off.
That's momentum at this stage of the season is what it's about. That's 4 huge wins, Portadown, Carrick, Ballymena, now tonight. And we don't settle for 4 wins. We want another 7 wins, ideally. But we'll go one game at a time, Dungannon next week.
Absolutely. And again, I give the players a target after we lost at the Oval. I thought it was a game that we probably shouldn't have lost. We probably should have managed it a little bit better. We knew there were 6 games left. I said after the Ballymena game that we were halfway to what the target, what we wanted, and the 3 wins. Now we're 60% of the way out of the 6 games with 2 left. And it'll be going finally finish off the target that we set. Then it puts us in a good position for when the split games start.
We've played on the Friday night, so we have a Saturday off. That means it's 8 days until we play again. Another huge game, Windsor Park, next Saturday, Dungannon Swifts. And that's going to be another huge test, isn't it?
Again, Dungannon are always, they're tough games, they're awkward games. Again, they're fighting in and around sort of the area where they sort of don't want to be. They've been in good form. I seen a bit of their game last week against Crusaders in the cup competition. And they were probably unfortunate at times, probably done by some set plays. So they're coming in, they've got a young coach who wants to play in the right manner, so we will expect a really awkward, tough game next week.
And that means you've got 8 days to get more bodies ready to be available for selection. Jimmy Mulgrew will come back after suspension tonight, and hopefully other bodies will hopefully make more progress in terms of next Saturday.
Yeah, you want everybody available. It's unfortunate when you have to speak to people maybe the day before or, you know, a few hours before kickoff that they may not have made the 18, but in a good sort of way, it means that you have a strong bench, because we went to places early in the season. I think we had a spell of about 3 or 4 weeks where we were missing so many first-team players. But again, we got on with it. We managed it. We kept ourselves in and around where we wanted to be. But it's important when you have, especially now with the Dungannon game upcoming, the split games, you want as many fit and available bodies. There will be disappointed people who's going to miss out. But that's all part of being a good team player, a good squad member, and hopefully a successful one coming in this season.
The great thing about the 94th minute winner tonight, the ground exploded.
Yeah.
We sent a lot of people home very happy, buzzing, and you know, we're grateful for the people who were here and who enjoyed that dramatic ending.
I thought the fans were brilliant tonight. I honestly did. And again, there's been times where we're always asking for a wee bit more of each other. They're asking for more from me and they're asking more from the players, which they were again tonight. But I thought they stayed right behind the team tonight. You know, there was a good atmosphere. They were trying to sort, even though we had no fans in behind the goal at the railway, they were pushing, they were trying to suck the ball into the net. And 94th minute winners sends everybody home happy. I can leave Windsor tonight with the automatic gates at the middle reception, walking out of Windsor, and have a huge sigh of relief and say, well, there's another one ticked off.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Andy.